You are tuned into Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.
And it's time for us to get into our Ask a Pastor segment. Remember, this segment is dedicated to you. We want you to feel free to ask any and every question you have that is bothering you. And my producer will find you a pastor who's going to answer your question, and so she has done today as well. We have a list of five questioned today and the rest of the week, and Pastor Chiwanda is going to be joining us every day to come and answer each and every one of your questions. So please keep on coming, and my producer will keep finding pastors for you just so you can have your questions answered. All right, let's see if we have the pastor on the line. Pastor Chiwanda, good afternoon to you. Welcome, and thank you very much for agreeing to be our pastor this week.
Good afternoon, and thank you for having me.
Thank you very much, my pastor. This is Pastor Foster Kenner Chiwanda joining us on the line to answer our question for today. And our question is, should someone take time off from faith practices to focus on personal healing? What's the answer to that question, Pastor Chiwanda?
The answer to this question is yes, if the motives for those faith practices are not linked to God. But no, if the motives for those faith practices are linked to God, I need to explain my answer then.
Yes.
Faith practices would include praying, Bible studying, attending church, returning tithes and offerings, getting involved in spiritual activities within a faith community, within a church. And also, personal healing there would mean personal wellness, which would presuppose that somebody was wounded, hurt, or diseased somehow, and feels that they need to be emotionally charged or to sort out themselves. Maybe they had been annoyed, angered, abused, spoken against, or been wounded in some way. So they want to take time off so that they can cool themselves down and get emotionally charged again for church and for maybe faith activities. But then we should look at the reason why we engage in these faith activities. Number one, it could be that there are customary routines. Faith activities are customary routines, maybe as a family rituals, maybe we are used, we've grown up doing that. Maybe it's just an outward drama to impress those who matter to ourselves. Maybe a boyfriend matters, a girlfriend matters, a wife matters, a husband matters, parents matter, and then we get into those faith activities because of somebody else. But then again, maybe it's just a way of impressing God. Maybe we think God, when he sees us doing these faith activities, then God is impressed. He knows how good we are before him. But if we are to base our faith activities on a progressing, deepening faith and love relationship with God, there is no time off for them. There's no time off for them because it's a lifeline. It's a lifeline between us and God. There is something happening between us and God. So we can't have time off for such kind of activities when they are based on our relationship with God. I don't know whether I'm arriving at answering the question.
I'm trying to see if you're saying yes, people can stop praying, can stop reading the Bible, can stop going to church and go and seek elsewhere where there is no prayer, Bible, or church.
That is if you are not connected to God.
So
you are not connected to God.
So you can.
If you are a child of God, you are connected with God. Then you can't have time off. When you are connected with God, there is no need for time off because God himself is the healer.
Yes.
God himself is the healer.
So why is it okay for those who you say are not connected? Why is it okay for them to walk away from prayer, Bible reading, fasting, going to fellowship? Why is it okay for those who are not connected?
I'm not exactly saying that it is okay But I am saying if their faith practices are just an outward drama, they just do it for the sake of, or they just do it as an outward routine, a basic routine, they are not serious with their relationship with God, then maybe the answer is yes for them. I don't know. I don't understand. Because if they are children of God, that's why I'm saying it is not possible to take time off. Because it is God himself who is preparing us to get involved into those faith practices. So there is no time off for that. You can't. Let's say Bible study. The Bible is a well of salvation. It is where we get our cooling system when we are in problems.
Right.
Yes. How can I get off the study of the Word of God? How can I find the personal healing outside God? That's my problem. So I am trying to say, no.
Oh, okay.
If you find rest in His Word, if you find rest in relationship and connection with Him, then no time off for faith practices.
All right. Let's chew on this question just a little bit, Mfundisi. This person said they are seeking healing. And when they say they are taking time off from these things, it is suggesting that in spite of the fact that they are doing these things, they are still not getting healing. And so perhaps they should go seek healing since they are not getting healing. Yes, since they are not getting healing in these faith practices.
Now, if they are not getting healing in these faith practices, my conclusion, I don't know whether it's correct conclusion, but my understanding there is that they can't find healing because the faith practices are all, they are outward routines. They just get involved in such things for customary practices, customary experiences. It's their ritual. It's they are outside of their life.
Right.
But if prayer is my very life, if prayer, my connection with God is prayer itself, if Bible study feeds me, then there's no reason why I can say Bible study doesn't help me. What do I mean?
Is the pastor saying there is no way you can be a Christian and still be emotionally, spiritually wounded?
I have found myself wounded emotionally sometimes because of interactions that we have in the communities.
Right.
I have also been wounded myself. But you know, what I have discovered is that when I am wounded, say in church, in my family, I find that the best way to solve this problem is to get closer to God. And how do I get closer to God? By maybe getting aside, away from everyone else, and connect with my God through prayer and Bible study.
Okay.
Not that I will divorce myself from God. No. I have to connect with God. You know, in Matthew 11, verse 28, Jesus says, "Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden."
Right.
If you are so burdened, so worried, you have problems, come to me. So if you are just coming to Bible study and that Bible study is dry, it doesn't give you the solace that you need from the Word, then there is a problem with yourself.
Okay. Final question for the very last question, Mfundisi. Everyone who is a Christian who prays, who fasts, who goes to church, who sings, who fellowships, is healed. Is my understanding you well?
I like the question. I like the question. Prayer, Bible study, and going to church, mixing with others, or singing together should give us that kind of healing. It should give us that kind of healing. If it fails, there must be a problem. And that problem should be looked at from either the person who is hurt, the one who needs that healing, or maybe the environment in which that healing is administered. Because maybe the environment is the very source of his hurt.
Right.
Imagine if you went to church and the church abused you, or the church did something that offended you, then whatever happens in that church doesn't help you because you are hurt.
Got
it. Then going away from just the church, just to think and pray and talk to God, God will give you a solution to say, no, look, those are your fellow human beings.
Right.
They are also sinners. He will give you the solid, the word of God to tell everybody is a sinner. Why can't you forgive them?
Okay. Got it. Thank you very much, Mfundis. Yes. Appreciate it. I'm going to talk to you tomorrow, same time, same place. We've got more questions for you. 5 questions throughout the week. Until tomorrow, have a wonderful day, Mfundis.
God bless you. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Mfundis.
Adventist World Radio, SID Media. We are not general practitioners. We are specialists in Bible-based content.